The Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.
Good morning, everybody. So it's Dan Latto speaking, and we are here in not so sunny Cyprus, actually, but it's pretty cool. So we're just in the apartment before we go do our coaching for the day. This is where we are. So it's pretty cool, looks very nice, doesn't it? And then over here, you probably can't see it, or maybe you can see it a little bit anyway, but just over there's the sea somewhere, just there, there's the sea, there's a pool complex. So we're just in an apartment complex, which is where we're staying for a couple of days while we do some business coaching here in Cyprus. And there's two things, basically, that we've been working on while we've been here. So the first thing, number one, is we've been looking at what's happening right now, and then looking at what we can do just to improve what's happening right now. There's a product launch going out in the next couple of days. So there's things like adding more people onto the mailing list. There's other things like creating Facebook Lives. There's other things like making sure that the person who's been coached has enough reach out to social media and out on their mailing list, which also means getting out to more and more people. There's some Facebook ads going out and just making sure that Facebook's actually not fibbing when they tell us how many click-throughs there actually are. And of course, Facebook does fib, so it's inaccurate data. And they give us all sorts of reasons for that, but it's just, you know, so you can't trust them. But people are clicking through from the advert, going to the Facebook advert, going to the opt-in page, and then opting in. So that's all pretty cool. There's some website stuff that needed to be improved quite dramatically as well, so that's happening too. And then the second part of what I'm here to do is just help them work out what their more longer-term strategy is. So what is their reach strategy going to be? How are they going to get out to more people? How do they post something onto their website and get that out onto Instagram, Facebook, Pinterest, Twitter, LinkedIn, Google+, all of these other social media platforms in just one go? And that's quite fairly simple to do, but if you don't know it, you don't know it. And if you don't know you don't know it, then it is impossible because you don't know to do it. So we can do that, and then we can start extending their reach further and further out. We're going to show them how to use hashtags properly to extend that reach too. We're going to show them some SEO stuff, how to work out their keywords and that kind of thing, so that's useful too. And then we're going to just help them understand what the connection is between people coming in at the start of a sales funnel, warming them up across a period of time using videos such as this or audio such as the podcast. So if you're listening to the podcast, I'm welcome. All this is really relevant to you, by the way, because if you're running a business, either it's a property business or it's a proper business, whatever a proper business is. But if you are running a business, you know, you need to understand what your sales funnel is going to look like too. If I'm squinting, by the way, it's because the sun's directly above. Although it is 8:47, which is 6:47 UK time, Saturday morning. But all this is really useful because you need to be implementing this, and most people haven't got a clue. They wake up one morning and go, oh, I'm going to do this today. Wake up the next day and go, oh, what should I do today? Oh, I'll do this today. And there's just no consistency. There's no strategy. There's no plan. And actually, the two-day strategy and implementation intensive that we're on right now, we're actually here for 3 days as it happens, we're in Cyprus, but that's what it's designed to do, is fix any immediate short-term problems that you've got right now. And then once we know that they're actually more or less on track, then we can start working out some of the longer term stuff. And it's the longer term stuff that's going to get you the results, not the short term stuff. People spend so much time making one awesome video. I could make this the best video I've ever done, okay? I could have loads of special effects, loads of B-roll, awesome music. I could spend £1,000 doing it, and I could send it out, and woof, it falls flat on its bottom. And it's like, it's not one video, generally. Let me just rephrase this. It's not one video that's going to make your name, but when you've done enough videos, it will be one of those videos that gets out there. But if you're thinking it's just going to be on one video that's going to fix all your problems, one podcast, one website, it's just not going to happen. I know Russell Brunson loves the "you're one sales funnel away from being a millionaire," and maybe that's true, but a sales funnel consists of lots and lots of different smaller aspects. And it's not just a video, it's not just a podcast, it's the whole thing. And you know, that overnight success, it's not overnight. It takes years of work and practice to get there for most people. Yet there are oddities like Russell Brunson, like Mark Zuckerberg, look at Jeff Bezos, for crying out loud, from Amazon. You know, we look at Amazon now, Jeff Bezos, as of today, is the second highest earner on the planet. He's behind Warren Buffett, and sometimes a crossover, but I think Jeff is about 90 billion, and Warren's about 99 billion. He's about to be the first trillionaire, which is pretty cool. Some people would say that's obscene as well, by the way. And then, until they realise that he's giving away 99% of all his wealth, unlike probably most people, right? So, but Jeff Bezos is not an overnight success. If you've seen the picture floating around on Facebook, it's just Jeff with Amazon on his wall, sat behind his desk in his study. Like, that was Amazon all those years ago, you know? And look how big Amazon's got now. It's like, it's one of the biggest companies on the planet, probably par to, subpar to Apple, probably, and that's it, probably those two. But it's made him the second richest guy on the planet in a number of 10 years, you know? So, it's definitely that long-term stuff that needs to be put in place, and we're too short-termist, really, in all honesty. But also, it's not just that one video, it's not just that one idea. It's all these executed very well, along with all the other videos and along with all the other ideas. You know, who's not created an online startup selling books, right? Look at Boo.com. They started that too. But it's not necessarily about the idea, because we've all got ideas. You know, come to me with something, I'll give you an idea for it. But it's not in the idea, that's not where the money is. I mean, ultimately that's where it is, but actually it's in the execution of that idea, and if you can't execute properly, and then we're back down to, you don't know what you don't know. So if you don't know much about sales funnels, then you're not going to be able to implement a sales funnel, and you're going to put an advert out there that's going to try and sell a product off the advert and wonder why it fails. But actually, you know, the reality should be, you place an advert, send them to a squeeze page, you get an email address, and a retargeting pixel, and then when you've got a retargeting pixel, then you can follow people around online. Sorry, there's a fly just landed and it's upside down and it's really bothering me. I'm going to go turn him over in a minute. So you send them from Facebook to a squeeze page to an email address, get the retargeting pixel, and then you warm the people up. You send them from that email address, from a confirmation page, to whatever it is that they've signed up for, some sort of freebie, and then you start to warm these people up. You get them to join you on Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn, and you send out content and you warm them up, and eventually you sell them something. It might be 2 years before you sell something, or it might be for tomorrow for a high-ticket product like we do, you know. But the only reason we're able to do that is because we've got like 150 podcasts, we've got 270 videos. Do you know what I mean? So we've got a website with tons and tons of pages. So it's not just that one thing that's going to do it, it's all these different things. All right, I hope that's useful for you. I'm just checking my watch because, number one, I'm getting picked up in 8 minutes. Number two, I need to go turn the fly over because it's on its back. So we're going to do that. It's really bothering me. random, I know. So we're going to do that. And in the meantime, we'll catch up with you soon. All right, guys, my name's Dan Latter from daniellatter.co.uk. Coming from Cyprus. We'll speak to you soon. Take care.
The Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.